And now, let's return to Consult Us on Business on TalkZone.com. Here's Frank Bisconti.
We're back, and we're speaking with our guest today, Donna Intracasa, one of the top business consultants in the country. She provides consulting services to not only large corporations, but to entrepreneurs and small businesses, especially people interested in thinking about starting a business. Donna, let's jump right back in. Tell us what Intro Inc. does now. What types of clients do you service, and what are your biggest challenges?
Well, I think Intro Inc. right now is a company that my last name is Intracasa, and everybody always tells me I network very well. So I went back to what we tell every entrepreneur, do what you do well, and I introduce people to each other, and I network people. There are many times my clients want to appear on the Today Show or Dr. Oz or wherever, and I'm able to get them that introduction and help to make that happen for them.
Okay, great.
I do a lot of media, doing organizational development structure, and my background is human resources.
Right, fantastic. Now, you also you were one of the founders of Women and Cancer Magazine.
Right, we've actually renamed it, and it's now called Women, and it's a lifestyle magazine. It's very similar to what I learned at iVillage. I have a daughter-in-law who had breast cancer. I have an aunt who died at 41 of lung cancer, and I have a number of friends who have cancer and are struggling with it, and they never could seem to find a source of information and education in one place. Hence, that's why we started Women in Cancer, and now it's called Women. It's a lifestyle magazine for women, and it's not just about women's cancer. It's about knowing your genetic background so you can teach your children, making sure your husband takes their examinations, making sure people, not only women, but their families are updated on what's going on genetically with them about cancer. But the most important thing is the same thing it is with iVillage, is that women tend to be and usually are the caretakers in their family, whether they're single or married, anything, whether you're an aunt, you're a sister, you're a mother, you're a cousin, women tend to be the caretakers for their families. And this magazine is about women being caretakers and make sure they're informed about dietary and all kinds of things that have to do with cancer. And I'm very pleased that we've had a very large group of celebrities on our covers. We've had a Sheryl Crow. We've had a Katie Couric, a Hoda Kotb. We've had wonderful Marlo Thomas is our current cover. So we've had a tremendous amount of response from it, and I'm very, very happy. The celebrity connection has been wonderful. Sheryl Crow has just been tremendous to us in introducing us to it, and her management team, Pam Boisheimer.
Well, one of the fascinating things is as you go off into the consulting world and you're developing that business, this new opportunity came up for you. So for our listeners, people that are interested in getting into business, their careers may not necessarily be limited to the business that they are starting on that day. It can take all sorts of different turns, and that's one of the fascinating things about your particular career. A number of different opportunities have presented themselves, which you have leveraged and turned into new business opportunities.
I think that's right, Frank. You know, as much as you try to plan, sometimes life is not about planning. You know, my thought was I had a little nest egg. I knew what I did well was introducing and networking people. I knew from, you know, 20 years ago when I started the business, I still kept in touch with people all the time. So what do I do best? I build relationships and I network with people. How can I make that a business? And how can I teach young entrepreneurs how to create their businesses, sometimes deliver good messages like, hey, you have a business here, and sometimes to deliver other messages, you don't have a business here. And I think that's one of the kindest things that people like myself can tell people is you may think it's a good idea, but guess what? It's not marketable, and it won't make money.
Absolutely. You know, one question I wanted to ask you, in your professional opinion, what do you see the U.S. market looking like now for people that have an interest in becoming entrepreneurs? Is it the right time? Is it a bad time? Or is it a good time?
Well, I think some people are becoming entrepreneurs because they have no other choice. The job market is just terrible. And in my mind, if you're 55 and above, it's very difficult. And you made some very, I think, poignant points. You know, people want to see the people who are employed on a regular basis. You know, when you've been unemployed for a year, it tends to get very difficult. I always tell people when they get unemployed, go see if you can be a consultant somewhere. You have a talent. You used it for 30 years or 20 years. Go ask your vendors who you employed if they're looking for someone to help them. And that gives you a work history, number one, and it gives you some idea if you want to start your own business, how difficult or how easy you think it might be. But it keeps you in the marketplace. So if you've lost your job on a Friday and you've been, you know, a bookkeeper or you've been a salesperson or you've been, you name it, you've been an engineer and you have many different vendors to service you, you pick up that vendor list and you say, hey, listen, I've started a consulting business. Here are my talents. You know what I could do. Do you have any kind of work I could do? And they may say, well, I had about 6 or 8, weeks worth of work you could do. You pick up on anything and you build from there, because then you can eventually tell an employer, hey, listen, I've decided that I wanted to do a little consulting. I wanted to look and see what the marketplace was. I had a number of opportunities. I didn't want to move my family, but I kept in the workforce, and people like that.
Yep. You almost started answering my next question, which is absolutely amazing since we're 1,500 miles apart. My next question was going to be, what advice do you offer to people that are thinking about starting their own businesses? Now, you kind of answered that by just saying one first step might be just stick your toe in the water, try to leverage what you know. But what other types of advice could you offer them? Because there's many, many elements of getting into business.
Well, I think there are three core ones. Number one, make sure you know whatever business you're getting into, there's a market need for it, that you do your market research, that you really know that there's a market for it. Because what you may think there's a market for outside their outside community may not. Number two, know who your competitors are. Know those people who are, you may have a great idea, but then when you open it up, you have a million competitors, and that's just not what you're there. And three, most importantly, know that when you're going to start a business, you need a nest egg or you need something to lean on for at least 2 years.
All good points. Absolutely fantastic. Let's lighten this up a little bit right now and have some fun. One of the other projects that you're working on is you are also a radio talk show host. And
I am. And it's much different than being an entrepreneur. It has nothing to do with being entrepreneurial at all.
Oh, but I think it can over time. So I just thought I'd ask and see how it's going with an internet radio talk show called Daytime with Donna. Tell us what that's all about.
Thank you, Frank. It's really going quite well. I really love it. It's more a variety show. It's more like I call it Oprah on the radio. We have a little, we start with a little contest, remember the word from the last show. We have a great thing. We have a musical segment where we ask people to send in their MP3 players. I think that's what it is, MP3, whatever. My producer, Nina, knows it better than I do. I'm definitely technically challenged. And we listen to people's beautiful music renditions. And at the end of it, people will vote. And I'm very pleased that I have one of Sheryl Crow's management teams, actually, that founded her and started her, Pam Wertheimer, who's going to look at them, and hopefully if there's something there, they can help them along. So we've got a piece, and we have wonderful guests. We've had, people talking about their experiences with cancer. I've had Jonathan Wilcox. You might want to talk to him and his guy, John Rabb, about what's going on in the Republican Party. And down the road, we're going to have some wonderful celebrity guests, and I wanted to try to just, everybody kept telling me, oh, you should try to get out there. I've been on the Today Show before and a couple other nationally syndicated shows around the country talking about cancer. So the bottom line is I wanted to give it a whirl, and thank you. It's going quite well.
Is there an end game, just like any other business? Where do you want to take it?
Well, we've actually been, we've been talking, or people have been talking to us about syndicating ourselves, and I'm looking at it. It's a nice opportunity. We have some good advertisers going to come in. But, you know, Frank, with anything, like anything else, I want to see how it goes a little bit further. We're going to take another 10 weeks and do this on an internet basis, and then I'm going to make a decision, an educated decision. Because as much as I love it, it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I can certainly relate to that. And just for the record, if anybody is out there and they're interested in calling and asking Donna a question, as we have just a couple more minutes here in this segment, the number is 888-463-6748. Once again, 888-463-6748. Donna has many, many years of experience and able to guide you in your thought process in how the heck to become an entrepreneur.
And, Frank, I would like to offer you or one of your audience members, I'd be happy to talk to one of your audience members for a half-hour discussion on the phone if they have a business and they want to want to pick my brain for a half-hour, an hour. I'm happy to volunteer that for your audience.
Well, I mean, that's great. So we will offer it to them, and I will try not to steal it for myself because – I know how expensive.
I don't think you need it for me.
I think I know how expensive you are, and there's some value in that. Before I let you go, we actually got an email in asking a very interesting question, and you'd be great at this answer. The question is, how long do you stick with an idea before you give it up?
I think that's a wonderful question. It depends on what you mean by an idea. Is the idea a business? I think you have to make sure that that idea has a market value and you can monetize that. And by that, I mean that if year one, you've made $1,000 and in 18 months, you've made $2,000, and I'm picking a number, but you're doubling your business or your business is growing, then you stick with it. And you see it make it work. If you really have a passion for the business and you see the market research that people are looking, but you need to reshift that idea because you're not hitting that market, you may have to change things up in terms of marketing the business, letting people know about the business. But I would say to you, no more than 2 years if you're not growing that business.
Great advice. That's what I think. I think the question really had to do with if I'm running a business and it's not doing well, how long do I keep working on this business, investing money into it? And I think that's a fantastic answer. Donna, you're not going to believe this, but we have already been talking for 30 minutes, and unfortunately it's going to be time to say goodbye to you right now, but I will catch up with you off the record, and we'll talk about the ways of the world. In our next I'm sorry, go ahead.
Congratulations on your radio show. I think it's wonderful, and thank you for your time, and I'd love to come back and talk to you again.
Oh, well, thanks for your time, and we'll see if we can get you back, because you had some great input here. When we come back after the break, we're going to answer a whole bunch of questions that came in at my email address about running a business. We're going to talk about our guest for next week and see what the heck is going on in the world of entrepreneurship. We'll be right back.